6. Woodland. As you step into this small woodland overlooking the river, take a moment to appreciate the variety of trees around you, with each tree playing their own role in supporting a thriving ecosystem. Alders, recognizable by their small brown cones, have a special affinity with water. They flourish in damp conditions, stabilizing riverbanks to prevent erosion and improve water quality. Their roots even host nitrogen-fixing bacteria, which enriches the soil, benefiting themselves and nearby plants. Before the fresh spring leaves obscure your view, it's a great time to spot nuthatch and tree creepers, two birds distinctly adapted to living in trees. The elusive tree creeper, as its name suggests, is a small bird with a unique feeding style. It slowly spirals up tree trunks to probe the bark for insects with its curved bill. When it reaches the top, it swoops to the base of another tree and begins again. Unlike the tree creeper, its woodland companion, the nuthatch, is the only British bird that can descend headfirst down tree trunks, aided by its powerful feet and beak as it hunts. So pause and listen to the bird song overhead. You might pick up on the simple yet distinctive chiff-chaff call of the chiff-chaff as it sings from the tree canopy, or the more melodic song of the robin, fiercely territorial year-round. Robin redbreasts defend their patch with surprising aggression, filling the woodland with their unmistakable sound. If you catch a flash of electric blue and orange, it's certain to be a kingfisher darting by. These colourful birds live by rivers and streams, often seen sitting on low branches above the water, diving in sharply to catch small fish. Woodlands are ideal habitats for some of Britain's larger mammals, like foxes and badgers. Though they're most active at night and rarely seen during the day, instead, look for signs of their presence. Foxes leave narrow trails through undergrowth and small, oval paw prints with visible claw marks in soft mud. You might also spot their twisted droppings, often left on paths or prominent spots containing fur or bones. Badgers create underground sets with multiple entrances, marked by well-worn paths, piles of fresh earth, or latrines, small pits for marking territory. Even if you don't see these animals, looking for these clues can give you a fascinating glimpse into the lives of woodland wildlife.
After exiting the woodland, you will arrive at the main road. Cross carefully, then bear left, continuing until you reach a pedestrian gate beside a lay-by. From here, follow the hedge line on your left towards the field corner. Continue ahead through the narrow cutting. The house on the right is Penrhyw, the cue for our next audio point.